Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure and honor to present to you the governance of aquaculture in Thailand. Thailand is among the top producers of aquaculture products. During 2018-2017, the mean aquaculture products was around 1.1 million metric tons, of which around 40% are from freshwater aquaculture and 60% from coastal aquaculture. The coastal aquaculture started to gain interest in the 70s with the introduction of intensive culture technologies in both hatcheries and grow-out operations, and is today the most successful in terms of income. It is also encouraged by the depletion of coastal resources due to overfishing. The most important species culture today is white shrimp, represents 75% of total brackish water aquaculture in Thailand. Other species of significant importance are sea bass, black tiger shrimp, groupers, green mussel, black cockles, and oyster. Major other species that are being looked at for more intensive development in the near future are mud crab and milkfish. Advanced aquaculture techniques are available. Rather than the lack of production technology, it is more a question of market confirmation and supply chain development. Freshwater aquaculture includes culture in ponds, paddy fields, cages, and ditches. There are several types of freshwater aquaculture in Thailand. These are monoculture, polyculture, and integrated farming. Even though freshwater aquaculture in Thailand is generally at subsistence level, products from freshwater aquaculture are not only for home consumption, but also for sales mainly in domestic market, and few products are exported for foreign markets. Apart from food fishes, ornamental fish are currently becoming popular in freshwater aquaculture, as they could provide good benefits to farmers within a rather small area. Registration for aquaculture governance: the Royal Ordinance on Fisheries 2015 and its amendment in 2017 is the principal legislative instrument dealing with fisheries and aquaculture in Thailand. Of course, we have another 4 or 5 related laws, but I concentrate only the Royal Ordinance. The Royal Ordinance is administered by the Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives, and its Department of Fisheries, or DOF, is the principal government agency responsible for managing and developing fisheries and aquaculture. Its mandate relevant to aquaculture sector are study, research, and develop aquaculture, genetics improvement, breeding of aquatic animals, ornamental fishes, aquatic plants, aquatic animal feeds, aquatic animal health, and other related subjects. Study, research, and develop aquatic products quality control and safety system, including ensure the compliance with national and international standards of Thai aquatics products, and to develop efficient traceability system for tracing source of origin of fish and fishery products throughout the production lines of to consumers, as well as study, research, develop, and promote fisheries technology transfer and business development on aquaculture, fishing operation, processing, and other related business. The particular chapter devoted to aquaculture in this law is the chapter 6 on aquaculture promotion. The provisions of this chapter aim to promote aquaculture as an alternative source of aquatic animal products in accordance with the overall objectives of achieving long-term economic, social, and environmental sustainability and ecosystem balance, whilst also as ensuring the proper quality and hygienic standards for consumption. And I would focus only on the section 74 that states very clear that in order to ensure quality and safe consumption for the benefit of consumer of aquatic animals, and aquaculturists or farmers have to properly comply with agricultural commodity standards prescribed by the Agricultural Commodity Standards Committee in accordance with the Law on Agricultural Commodity Standards. Meaning that since the establishment of this law, all aquaculture practices in Thailand have to reach the national standard. We are now on the process of set up the national standard according to the law. Institutional framework and mechanism governing the aquaculture industry. I skip Department of Fishery first. I talk a bit on National Fisheries Committee. This is bylaw, the new royal ordinance. We have National Fisheries Committee that chaired by the Prime Minister at all relevant government agencies concerned, as well as academia, stakeholder, other stakeholder at the government level. And we have also Provincial Fisheries Committee that mimic the same pattern but chaired by the governor of the province and lower in the particular area. This is in the law. So this mechanism within the area, they can participate, they can discuss, they can set up their rules and regulation in their area according to the law. Moreover, they have corporations, they have associations, alliances, and groups of farmers, of others, stakeholders as well. But the DOF plays the important roles in aquaculture development, planning, and implementation. This includes aquaculture extension services and the transfer of fish culture technologies. Central administration includes four sectors with altogether 24 divisions. Regional administration includes 76 provincial fisheries offices and their organization within the DOF, which share responsibility for aquaculture management and development, is aquaculture research and development sector. You can see the second one, pretty small. Five divisions will have more than 60 research and development centers around the countries, as well as 76 provincial fisheries offices and more than 500 district fisheries offices all over the country. Moreover, there are several specific mechanisms that oversee particular subjects which related to the governance of aquaculture. For example, the DOF Committee on Biological Diversity and Biosafety, which has been tasked to propose to the DOF on policies as well as implementation and operation plans that conform with the CBD, the CITES, for example. The committee also has duty to consider and provide a suggestion to DOF for allowance on importation, exportation, transition, breeding, rearing, processing of live aquatic animals and plants as defined by the law, including genetically modified aquatic animals and plants, etc. On the issues of aquatic animal feed, the Department of Livestock Development under the Ministry of Agriculture Cooperatives has full responsibility on implementation and enforcement of the law and has delegated authorities for animal aquatic animal feed quality control to the DOF. And the Aquatic Animal Feed Research and Development Division under the DOF is the main implementing agency. The Committee on Aquatic Animal Feeds has been established to supervise on good practices on every steps of production lines of aquatic animal feed industry, from sources and quality of raw materials or ingredients, feed formulation, production standards, traceability, etc. And the division is also responsible for registration and inspection of aquatic animal feed factories, approval of aquatic animal feed formulas and commercial purposes. For technical standards and guidelines, the DOF since 2003 has set up 18 technical standards in fish and fishery products processing processes to be used as guidelines for implementation by fish fisheries related establishments in Thailand. These include technical standards in fishing operations, aquaculture, post-harvest handling and processing, etc. But after restructuring in 2016, the DOF, by the Fisheries Commodity Standard System and Traceability Division, has responsibility in relation to aquaculture certification to assure that the aquaculture production conform with the national standards for aquaculture and monitoring of aquaculture operations to ensure that the compliance with the standards to which the farm are certified. The ultimate goal are to build the confidence of consumer at both domestic and global levels in aquaculture products from Thailand, that they are of good quality, safe for human consumption, and concerned with environmental and social responsibility, including animal welfare. The existing standards and guidelines are shown on the screen. Apart from establishing standards, the DOF by this division have to carry out farm auditing and laboratory testing processes in close collaboration with professionally qualified and well-trained auditors and official laboratories under various divisions of the DOF based across the country in order to ensure that we can deliver the inspection and certification services within the defined time frame. In addition, all certified farms are subjected to surveillance audits at least once a year throughout a three-year period of farm certification to assure that the operations of certified farms are complied with aquaculture standards that they are certified to. The monitoring is particularly stringent on the use of veterinary drugs and chemicals in aquaculture. The Ministry of Labor by Department of Labor Protection and Welfare established a generic guideline entitled the Good Labor Practices Guidelines for Workplace for all types and sizes of workplaces as voluntary guideline covering all aspects required in the development of employment and working condition in compliance with national and international standards, including the prevention on the use of forced child and female labor in any workplaces. The guidelines has been developed in accordance with legislation framework on labor, labor protection and welfare, labor relations, occupational safety, health and working environment, employment and social assurance, the International Labor Organization and the United Nations protocols. For GAP, while there are adequate tools in my context in place in government sector for proper promote governance of aquaculture in Thailand, there are still some gaps, issues and challenges in aquaculture governance in Thailand. This includes, among other, the political will and degree of support from central and local governments, because it's brand new establishment, the degree of support are different from place to place. Secondly, on the capacity of concerned agency in regulating and enforcing in compliance with the law and rules, regulations and all measures. Limit understanding of both public and private sectors, including most of the government officers, on aquaculture governance. They don't really know what is a governance in aquaculture is. A limit participation of stakeholders in planning and implementation processes of aquaculture governance promotion. Insufficient interaction among government agencies concerned. The nature of Thai aquaculture that is mainly small-scale farmers, like other places, with limited investment capacity. It has been very difficult to upgrade farming practices of numerous farms in accordance with the common rules, regulation, and standard requirements. Conflict of interest and competition of in multiple use of the resources among stakeholders. That's all everywhere, in particular in inland fisheries, in and inland aquaculture. Inadequate human and financial resources investment from government in enhancing governance of aquaculture operations. The fisheries reform in Thailand after the establishment of new legal framework in 2015 allowed the government to direct the aquaculture sector to align with all requirements and standards. And the DOF, together with concerned agencies, are on the process of setting up necessary tools in compliance with the laws to support and enhance the good aquaculture practices and eventually governance of aquaculture in the country. Recommendation. An expanded research and technology development program for aquaculture will offer significant benefits to both producer and consumer of aquatic products by enhancing the production efficiency and quality of aquatic organisms cultivated for both food and non-food purposes. And while there are opportunities to substantially improve production efficiency for of aquaculture through research in the various subjects, there are also significant opportunities for research and technology development to improve the sustainability and environmental compatibility of aquaculture systems. The innovative water reuse system and waste management technologies should also be developed and promoted. The development of improved means to assure safety and quality of aquaculture products through innovative processing technologies and new product development are opportunities for aquaculture. And it is important to build ownership and, where possible, transfer implementation activities to private sector. Both the public and private sectors have particular roles and responsibilities to play in developing a sustainable aquaculture, as the private sector is the key to successful and sustainable aquaculture development. The views of industry should be taken into account in policy formulation, research and development. Aquaculture in Thailand will continue to be an increasingly vital function in maintaining low input aquaculture as a supplier of protein for domestic consumption, and are of high quality, safe and competitively priced and nutritious, and are produced in an environmentally responsible manner in all sectors of the export industry. In order to accomplish the target of sustainable aquaculture, Thailand should continue to establish, maintain and develop an appropriate legal and administrative framework which facilitates the development of responsible aquaculture as deemed necessary. And the close coordination, collaboration and commitment among relevant stakeholders, both public and private sectors, in enhancing governance of aquaculture is to be strengthened in order to sustain responsible aquaculture operation in Thailand. With that note, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kind attention.